After ramping up the possibility for weeks of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, the White House on Wednesday downgraded that threat from President Vladimir Putin, saying an invasion is no longer imminent.
I used that once. I think others have used that once, and then we stopped using it because I think it sent a message that we weren't intending to send, which was that we knew that President Putin had made a decision.
Still, the United States is sending more troops to Eastern Europe. Some of the forces will be repositioned to Romania. Others will be coming from the United States to Poland and Germany. It's a response to President Putin, who has positioned tens of thousands of troops inside Russia near Ukraine's border.
It's important that we send a strong signal to Mr. Putin and, frankly, to the world that NATO matters to the United States. It matters to our allies. And we have ironclad Article 5 commitments. An attack on one is an attack on all.
The roughly 3,000 troops will bolster the NATO presence in Europe and are in addition to the 8,500 U.S. troops put on standby last month by U.S. President Joe Biden. The United States maintains diplomacy is the best path to resolving security disagreements. Russia wants assurances NATO will halt expansion into former Soviet republics like Ukraine. But the West won't provide that guarantee. Instead, Biden's promised severe consequences if Putin invades.
He has shown no signs of being interested or willing to de-escalate the tensions.
The U.S. forces will reinforce NATO's eastern flank, working with host countries, as NATO has not yet activated its response force to counter what it refers to as Russian aggression.
I think there's a bargaining aspect to what they're doing, which is to put something on the table that can be taken away, a chit, if you will, in exchange for Russian non-aggression against Ukraine.
Despite no new Russian threat and no signs of an imminent invasion of Ukraine, the Pentagon says the movement of troops could begin soon, and there could be the possibility of even more troop movements in the future. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Washington.